Today's show starts with a pair of significant cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. The first involves part of a federal law that concerned immigrants to the U.S. It said that people who came to the country legally but who were not American citizens could be deported if they'd been convicted of crimes of violence. Both the Obama and Trump administrations supported the law when it came to a legal immigrant from the Philippines who was convicted twice of home burglary in California. At first, a lower court ruled that his convictions amounted to a crime of violence. But the man's lawyers appealed the decision, arguing their client wasn't given notice that his crimes would result in deportation and that the crimes of violence part of the law wasn't clear enough. In a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court decided the law was too vague to be constitutional because Congress didn't define what exactly would qualify as a violent crime. So in this case, the immigrant from the Philippines won't be automatically deported. The ruling is limited, though. Experts say the government can still deport legal immigrants convicted of obvious violent crimes like murder. The second case involves sales tax and the internet. Oftentimes, when you buy something online in the U.S., you don't have to pay sales tax, unless you're buying from Amazon itself, which charges it in most states, or if you're shopping at a retail company that has a physical store in your state. South Dakota wants this changed. It says states are missing out on billions of dollars in e-commerce taxes when people don't pay them online, and it wants companies that sell more than $100,000 worth of goods in a year to collect taxes for South Dakota. But many smaller businesses, like ones that sell on eBay, don't want to be forced to collect taxes. They say they'll lose thousands if they have to charge sales tax, and that the different taxes that states and cities have are too complicated to keep up with. The Supreme Court's decision on this is expected to come at around the beginning of summer. Right now, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting U.S. President Donald Trump at his estate in Florida. The two leaders will be talking about North Korea. Japan is a close ally of the U.S., and Prime Minister Abe is concerned about the direct talks that are planned between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Japan's worried that its interests and its safety could be left out. Another concern on Mr. Abe's mind, the new tariffs that the Trump administration has placed on steel and aluminum imports from other countries. Japan wants an exemption from those tariffs, so trade will be a major factor in their meeting.
I'll talk to Prime Minister Abe of Japan and others, great guy, friend of mine, and there'll be a little smile on their face, and the smile is, I can't believe we've been able to take advantage of the United States for so long.